first sheet in the Mechaber is that one does not have to make a bracha on water during the meal. Another opinion says no. Any type of liquid, even if it's not wine, you still make a bracha on drinks during the meal, because these ones have less to do with digesting the food. Wine gives you more an appetite, and that's why the essence of wine should be potter. And the only reason why you have to make a bracha on wine is because it has a chosh of a bracha. But other drinks have another reason why you have to make a bracha on them, according to this opinion, because they're not shy of the liquor to the yeshua. Makmim oidu bracha lehm b'chol pan, places where they don't generally drink more than one cup during the meal. So if you finish your cup and you decide to drink a second cup, you have to make a bracha a second time. That's not going to be as many as that. People drink a lot nowadays. The stamanim lechol b'chol pan, according to this opinion, they assume that once you finish a cup, you might not have to continue. But right in the time itself, the Chabad says, if you want to avoid this whole suffix, or there's a suffix where if you drink a liquid other than wine, and it's true that you have to make a bracha on that. So the Mechaber, you have an eight, says, Yeshu according to the Tilo Mokumas, so sit down before you start the meal. And drink a little liquid with having in mind to continue drinking within the Suda. The Mishabruz says, they should have in mind, and not your mind, you should be maxed, but they drink less than a revius. Because if you drink a full revius, and you have another subic process, that on the side that you drank a full revius, and it's something which is not serving the Suda, then you have to make a bracha right on it, since you drank it before the Suda.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an interesting thing that over here says drinking less than a revius. We'll see later in Simon Kuv Tzadik, says a person should be careful not to drink more than a kezai, just because of the opinions that say you have to make a bracha karayna and a kezai to drink. Here it wasn't choshes for that opinion. Here it could be, it's a whole bunch of fakers anyway. So, Mishmur held it's enough to be machmir, not to drink a full revius. Yeah. Okay. The Ramos is a minik is very shy. Ramos is a minik is that you do not have to make a bracha on drinks that you drink during the suit. In other words, it's not a minik, you don't have to do it, it might be machmir. Avoid the suffix and drink less than revius before the suda of that liquid. Shavu says, what that whiskey, alcoholic beverages? So some say that it needs a bracha more than other liquids. Other liquids we pass in, he's suffering from the bracha. What is that whiskey? Some say that that's definitely not part of the meal to because you're thirsty. You don't drink whiskey because you're thirsty. So it has an independent shivit. Therefore, you should make a bracha on it. Though, the Magen Avraham says, no, so you do not have to make a bracha because the ma'isa, even though you're not doing it to quench your thirst, but it does give you more of an appetite by drinking the alcoholic beverage. So therefore, you do not have to make a bracha on it.
Yeah.
So he said that if you want to avoid the suffix, there's an easier way to do it. Drink a little bit of whiskey before you start, like we said by the other liquid.
Yeah.
So the ma'isa, the middle to be mekel, and they want to rely on if you want a ma'isa. So once again, you have this eight. If you drink a shot of alcohol beverage after you finish the suda, then the Shavuot says that it's more of a reason to make a bracha on it, because you're not doing it as part of the meal, you're just doing it to help digest the food. It's not part of the eager suda eating. Yeah. Okay. If you ate something and you want to dilute the taste of it by drinking some alcoholic beverage, then you don't really have to make, you do not have to make bracha because it's tougher. Yeah, there's a discussion about drinking coffee at the end of the soup. It's also similar to the whiskey at the end of the soup. You're just doing it to have digestion. If you could avoid the bracha of the coffee by making the bracha on some other shahako, not a drink, obviously, then once you do that, you should bring to give the nature of drinking, eating some sugar before you drink the coffee. Okay, there's all, maybe it's a weekday. Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you made Kiddush, it passes all the drinks, so you don't have a